Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Indian economy is consistent and the fastest growing economy in the world. In her address at the 120-year celebration of the City Union Bank at Chennai today, the President asserted that every citizen of India is financially empowered through various schemes of the government. She said that the banking sector is playing a pivotal role in the economic growth of the country and congratulated the Finance Minister for bringing citizen-centric schemes to bridge the rural-urban divide. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is creating a robust semiconductor ecosystem which will make the nation self-reliant and globally competitive. Addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi highlighted that the global semiconductor market has already reached $600 billion and in the coming years it is expected to surpass $1 trillion. He expressed confidence that India will hold a significant share in this global semiconductor market. The Prime Minister stated that India is building a comprehensive ecosystem which encompasses designing, manufacturing, packaging and high-tech devices all within the country. Minister for Education P.T. Sona chaired a review meeting today on the guidelines vis-à-vis private schools at Itanagar. The meeting focused on strengthening regulatory measures and ensuring that private schools align with the broader vision of providing quality and equitable education to all. In a social media post, Sona said that the state government remains committed to fostering a student-centric education system. Commissioner Education Amjad Tak, Advisor to Education Minister Muthu Mithi, along with senior officials from the Education Department, shared their valuable insights. Minister for RD and Peer Ojing Tasing today attended a town planning meeting at Boling. The meeting reviewed the draft final report of the Strategic Urban Development Plan for Boling Urban Agglomeration Area and deliberated upon a comprehensive vision for future growth and expansion of Boling. In a social media post, the minister emphasized that the draft report will ensure holistic and inclusive development, create opportunities for economic growth and enhance the quality of life for citizens, making Boling a vibrant and well-planned urban agglomeration for generations to come. Itanagar Mayor Tami Fasang is participating in the 53rd Annual General Meeting of the All India Council of Mayors, which began today in Karnal, Haryana. Fasang is scheduled to present Itanagar's journey, highlighting IMC's achievements in infrastructure development, sustainable urban practices and citizen-centric initiatives. The two-day event, inaugurated by Union Minister for Power, Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal Khattar, brought together over 70 municipal leaders from 21 states to deliberate on strategies for urban transformation and to strengthen municipal governance across the country. Acting swiftly on a missing complaint, the Nahalagan police team led by SI Sani Hodung today successfully traced and rescued a 17-year-old girl from Likhokgaon in Tejpur, Assam. The accused was also apprehended on the spot. Accordingly, a case has been registered at Nahalagan police station and further investigation is underway. Meanwhile, Superintendent of Police Nahalagan, Dr. Nilam Nega, has appealed the youth to focus on education, skills and personal development to build a brighter future. A high-level delegation from the National Disaster Management Authority and the State Disaster Management Authority visited Tawang today to review and strengthen the district's disaster preparedness and response mechanism. The visit aimed to understand the functioning of SDMA and DDMS from a disaster risk perspective, assist districts in enhancing preparedness and response systems. A workshop on stress management in the workplace was organized at Directorate of Printing and Stationery, Nahalagan today. The workshop aimed at creating awareness among employees about maintaining a healthy balance between professional responsibilities and personal well-being. The session brought together office staff, administrators and resource persons specializing in mental health and productivity enhancement. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, has issued a yellow alert for 15 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted that thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.